Hi, I'm Megha Shyam from PersonalDevelopmentIsFun.com. Hope you're doing good. Well, I recently released a free ebook called 100 Incredible Happiness Hacks, which you can download from PersonalDevelopmentIsFun.com. It'll also soon launch in the Kindle store. What I'm going to talk to you today about is somehow related to the book. Today I'm going to tell you 10 ways to be happier and more peaceful today, right now. All of these tips have really helped me feel much happier than before. Here's tip number one. As you go through your day, keep coming back to the present moment. You see, many of us are unhappy because all the time we are either anxious about the future or we are regretting the past. We are thinking, what will happen in that meeting tomorrow? How will my finances be next month? We're thinking about the future a bit too much. Similarly about the past. I wish I did that yesterday. I wonder what that guy must be thinking about me. Now, these thoughts are natural. You can never really stop them. But whenever you realize that you're thinking too much about the past and the future, just come back to the present moment during the day. Observe the different things around you. You know, look around. Observe the tables, the chairs, the floor, the designs. Feel your body existing. Try to take a breath or two. Come back to the present moment. If you do that often enough during your day, you'll really, you know, be surprised at how much happier you will feel. Nothing else in your life may have changed, but just coming back to the present moment definitely makes you happier. I've really experienced that. So do this. During the day, anytime you realize you're thinking too much, just forget about everything else and come back to the present moment. Look around, you know, pay attention to the voice of other people, the clothes they are wearing, feel the air touching you, be here. The second interesting thing that definitely, you know, can make you much happier is doing a lot of things that excite you during the day. I've noticed it so many times, you know, whenever you're unhappy, one important reason for that is that you're filling your day with a lot of things which don't excite you and which don't make you happy. Maybe your job is dull, maybe there's nothing to look forward to at home, but whatever your situation is, make sure you do a lot of things that excite you during the day. If you do just this, you'll be much, much happier. Just take a piece of paper right now and make a list of 4 or 5 things that excite you. Maybe it's exercise, maybe it's cycling, maybe it's playing the guitar, maybe it's singing, whatever it is, you know. Maybe it's writing. For me, it is recording podcasts, writing articles, recording YouTube videos. For me, it's that. So whatever it is, make sure that you do a lot of these things during your day. Just make time for these things. There will be time if you make time for them. Make them a priority. Whatever you like doing, make sure you spend at least 2-3 hours in the day doing that. And if you can do that, you'll feel so amazing. You know, that happiness will spill over and it'll stay there for the rest of the day also. Here's happiness hack number 3, the third way to be happier. When other people talk, try to listen. You see, our general tendency is that when other people are talking, we are thinking. We are thinking of what to say next, or we are thinking of some other things. But hardly ever are we completely with the other person, listening to what the other person is saying. And yet, just doing this makes you feel so peaceful. Sometimes I've seen, you know, that after having a conversation with my wife Krupa, I feel very, very peaceful. And I'm like, but what happened? And the thing is that all I did was I just genuinely tried to listen. So it can be your colleague, it can be your family member, a friend. Whenever the other person is talking about something deep or something significant, just try to listen. Try to notice the sound of the other person's voice. Really catch the essence of what the other person is saying. You'll really feel peaceful. Here's happiness hack number 4. Face your fears. Most of the time, you know, fear of what other people think does not allow us to be happy. For example, you may just want to dance on the street. I mean, why not? If you're happy, you may want to do that. Or your boss may be catching you opening Facebook and you may be afraid of that. Or you may be afraid of asking your boss for a raise. There are just so many small fears throughout our day. Generally, we succumb to these fears. But today or tomorrow, try to face your fears, these tiny fears. Try to be aware of any fear that comes up inside you and try to face it. Maybe when you're talking to a new person, you feel a slight tinge of fear. Let it be, face it. Maybe there's a stranger who's wearing a nice shirt and you want to appreciate that stranger, but you're feeling a tiny tinge of fear and you're like, no, I shouldn't talk to strangers. Let that fear be, face it, and go ahead and talk to that stranger anyway. I mean, it's okay if other people think you're not good or if they think you're not okay. Let their opinions be, face your fear, and anytime you feel afraid, even slightly during the day, go ahead and embrace that fear. Do what you want to do despite fear. If you do this even once during your day, you'll feel much happier. Here's happiness hack number 5. Be open to new experiences. You see, sometimes our life gets really boring. Like, we keep doing the same things again and again and again. Same going to work, same coming back, same routine. Try to be on the lookout for new experiences. If you get a chance to talk to a new person, just grab the opportunity. Go ahead. If you get a chance to try a new dish, try a new dish. Initially, you know, you might feel a bit reluctant because even though routine is boring, it is also comforting. Let's say you go to a restaurant, you're like, I'm comfortable with this dish. I don't know how that new thing will turn out to be. Well, open yourself to new things. Take a new path to work. Create what you're creating, say a presentation in a new way. Just try and look for new ways, you know, in which you can go through your day. Yet another interesting tip that will make you happier is taking tons of action. Sometimes what happens is that we think a lot during the day and we don't act on what we think. And that makes us a bit sad without us even realizing it. So whenever you feel inspired to do anything, you know, significant during the day, take action. Take lots of action during your day. For example, you may be inspired to exercise. Go ahead and exercise. You may be inspired, you know, in the evening to try out a new restaurant. Go ahead and do that. You may be inspired during your work hours to talk to your boss about a certain aspect of your work. Go ahead and do that. Don't keep only thoughts lying in your head. Go ahead and take immediate action. You know, one of the editors of the famous Merriam-Webster dictionary had a small placard on his table which said, "Do it now." I love that idea. Just do it now. Like, if there are lots of thoughts in your head, just take action and implement something. That will definitely make you happier. Yet another happiness tip. Happiness tip 7. Release expectations and accept people as they are. Now, I'm sure you must have heard of this earlier. Throughout the day, we keep on expecting and judging people. We're like, our boss should be like this. Why did he not, you know, behave in a certain manner? Why did my wife or my girlfriend or my friend not behave in this particular manner? These are just natural thoughts that are there in all of us. We expect a lot of things from other people. Now, the problem with this is that we give the control of our happiness to other people when we do that. You see, other people have the choice to either deliver up to our expectations or not deliver. Right? Like, they may do what we are wanting them to do or they may not do it. And depending on that, our mood changes. And therefore, you know, we are not able to be in charge of our own happiness. Other people, by doing things or not doing things, affect our happiness so much. Therefore, it is really a wonderful thing to release expectations. At least a good part of those expectations. Be happy with yourself. Keep doing things that excite you. Be content in yourself, even if other people don't really absolutely stand up to your expectations. Let them be. They have their own choices to make. It's okay. Accept them as they are. Now, I know all this sounds very idealistic, but come on, like, What's wrong in trying? Happiness hack number 8. Realize that everything is a learning experience. You see, one thing that makes us unhappy is that things don't go our way. For example, you'll want to create a great presentation and on that particular day, the electricity goes off or the presentation device doesn't work. Or you may want to have a great day and on that particular day, a small personal tragedy happens and your whole day just gets disrupted. These things just happen and they disrupt your happiness. Realize that life is a learning experience. One mindset that can really help you in such circumstances is realizing that life is a learning experience in the sense that all of those things which are going wrong are happening to teach you something. Whenever something bad happens, just ask yourself, what is this incident trying to teach me? Instead of getting pissed off, instead of getting frustrated, instead of thinking, why did my car, go wrong today? Or why did, so many bad things happen to me at work? Instead of all that, sit down for 5 minutes and ask yourself, what is all this trying to teach me? One interesting thing related to happiness is that the universe or the world is not out there to get you. God or the universe or whoever is not out there to, put all the bad things on you and to trouble you and to make you feel bad. No, all these things are at some level happening to teach you something, to help you learn something. So keep asking yourself, what can I learn from this? That attitude will definitely make you happier. Here's happiness hack number 9. Remove negative influences from your life. You see, many of us have certain people who are always filling our head with, a lot of negative thoughts and negative emotions. Maybe there's a co-worker you have who's always backbiting and telling you, see, this went wrong, see, that went wrong. Maybe you have a friend or an acquaintance who's always telling you, how his life sucks. Well, honestly, the more you interact with these people, the unhappier you're going to be. Now, I'm not saying just remove them from your life right away, but definitely try interacting less with people who influence you a bit too negatively. Try interacting more with people who infuse a positive vibe in you. It matters. Similarly, try watching less of TV, less of news, especially if it's getting a bit too much on your nerves with this going wrong in the city, that going wrong in the city, everything going wrong with the world. Just switch off the TV, do more things that excite you, and really just remove those negative influences from your life. You just don't need to have them. Happiness hack number 10 is actually quite interesting. Go ahead and do something special for another person. I've just seen that every single time you go ahead and try to do something really nice for another person, be it a stranger or a person you know, it just always fills you with happiness. For example, why not plan a surprise for your wife today or your girlfriend or your friend? Or why not just, go ahead and find a homeless man today and surprise him with a special meal or something? Why not go ahead and talk to a beggar today? Or why not write something creative and express how much you love someone to someone you love? Do something special for someone else. Maybe cook dinner for someone, send someone a greeting card, gift someone else something that person wants. It always helps, It just makes you happy. Of course, it makes the other person happy too. And it also makes you really, really happy. So, well, these were 10 ways to be happier and more peaceful. I really wish you have a very happy day today. And yes, you can always download 100 incredible happiness hacks, the PDF version, free on personaldevelopmentisfun.com. Bye.